Okay, so today is Daf Ayin Dalid, short looking Daf, but we're in Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, but second to last line with the words Gufa. So we're going to go back now to what Rav said. We had discussed what constitutes a Mavoi. Now, the reason why you want to know what a Mavoi is because if you have a Mavoi, you can be matir the carrying in the Mavoi with just a Lechi or a Korah. You don't need a full fourth wall. So being a mavoi is important because if you have the status of a mavoi, then you know what you use to mat your carrying in the mavoi is different than if it was not a mavoi. That's why it's important to know that we have a mavoi. So now, what constitutes a mavoi? What are the rules? What are the specifications of a mavoi? So gufa, we're going to go back to what we just said yesterday. Amar Rav. Rav says, ein mavoi nitor b'lechi v'kora. A mavoi doesn't get the status of a mavoi to therefore be mutter if you put up a lechi in a korah, ad sheyu batim v'chatseros psuchim l'socho. What you need is at least two chatseros to open into the mavoi, and in each of those two chatseros, there have to be two houses opening into that chatser. So chatser A has to have two houses opening into the chatser, chatser B has to have two houses opening into the chatser, chatser A and chatser B have to then open into the mavoi. That's according to Rav. Without that, you're not going to have a status of a mavoi. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel's a little more mekel, and he says, afilu bayis echad v'chatzer achas. Even if you have only one house and one chatzer. What does that mean? Rashi says, bayis echad v'chatzer achas. Bayis below chatzer, v'chatzer to bayis acher pasulachlo. So he says, on one side, or one of the things that open into the mavoi, just has to be a chatzer that has one house in it. And on the other side, you don't have to have another chatzer. You just have to have another house. Meaning you have to have a house that opens directly into the mavoi, and you have to have a chatzer with one house opening into the mavoi. So it's a little more makel. And then Rav Yochanan says, on that other side, I mean, that doesn't say it to be opposite, but on that other side that opens up into the mavoi, afilu chorva, even if it's like a dilapidated house. So again, what he's going to say, Rashi says, afilu chorva, Mikan v'chatzer mikan, ain't chatzer below bias. He says you're going to have on one side a chatzer with one house, and the other side doesn't even have to be a full house. Even if it's a churba, even if it's a dilapidated house that no one's really living in it now, we're going to see it's still habitable, but no one's really living now. I don't know, the roof leaks, whatever it is, that's going to be enough. So Amr Leah Abayil Rav Yosef. So Abayil then says to Rav Yosef, let's focus on Rav Yochanan for a second. Afilu b'shvil shel krumim. If you're telling me that the other side of the mavoi creates a mavoi, if that thing on the other side is just something that no one lives in it, what if on the other side of the mavoi you have a vineyard or a path that goes through the vineyard? People walk there, so maybe that path opens directly into this alleyway. We're not going to call it a mavoi yet. It opens directly into the alleyway. On the other side we have the chutzah with the house in it, and on this side we have an alley. We have a path of the kramim. Is that going to be enough? So Amr Leh, so Rav Yosef says back to Abaye, no, that's not going to be good. Lo Amr Rav Yochanan ela b'churva d'chazi l'dira. When Rav Yosef says that, when Rav Yochanan said that the second thing that opens up into the mavoi can be a churva, it's only something that has the ability to be lived in. I guess maybe b'trak, you had the ability to live in there. But about shvil shel kramim, but a path, just a path that goes through the vineyard, d'lo chazi l'dira, that is not something that constitutes habitable area. That's not where you're going to live. So low. So that's not going to be able to combine to give that chatzar a shame dira, which would then allow it to be considered something to create a mavoi. So again, three shitos. Rav says that in order to make a mavoi, which would then be permitted with a lechi nekora, we're going to focus on a mavoi that's on either side. So on one side, you have to have a chatzar with two houses into it. On the other side, you have to have a chatzar with two houses that open into it. Shmuel says you have one side, you have to have one house and a chatzar into the mavoi. On the other side, you can have a house that opens into the mavoi. And Rav Yochanan says that other house on the other side doesn't really have to be like a beautiful built house. It can even be a churva, something that's a little dilapidated. It has to be roi ladira, but it's still. But as long as it's. But it can't be a shvil shel krumim. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna Bar Chinana, the Azda Rav Yochanan Tamei. Rav Yochanan is consistent. His shita is consistent. Which again, what's his shita? His shita is that the second side can have a dilapidated house. Now remember, key point, this dilapidated house, it's ra'oi ladira, but no one is living there. Okay, let's just keep that in mind. No one was living there. So Rav Huna bar Chinina, the Azar of Yochanan Tamei, Ditznan, we have a Mishnah, so a few days ago, Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon said, Echad Gagos, the Echad Karpifos, the Echad Chatzeros, Rishus Echad Lekelem Sheshavsu L'Sochan. So he says that these three ideas, that the roofs, the Karpifos, which are like the yards, and the Chatzeros that are front of the house, they have the status of one Rishus. Therefore, what Rabbi Shimon said, right, look at Rashi, Echad Gagos, Kulon Rishus Achas L'Talto Kelem Sheshavsu B'Gag Zeh L'Gag Chavero. We told us a few times, Kalim that entered Shabbos, they're on the roof. You can carry them from the roofs, on the rooftops. They're, well, I guess, all connected. You can carry from roof to roof to roof to roof. Or you can carry from the roof to the karpif, to the chatzer. Anything that was rested on the outside of one of these areas, they're all considered one area. And on Shabbos, you can move them around, which that's why we had cases where they forgot something from the prismila. So he said maybe Chomachar of Shimon to jump from roof to roof to bring the knife. Right? Let's go back to Rashi. He says, Kulan Rishus Achas Latalkal Kalim Sheshavsu Begag Zelagah Chaveir. All ones just you can carry Kalim from that rested from one roof to the other roof. Below Amrinan, and we don't say Keshem Shediyurin Chalukim Lamata, just like beneath them, they're separate homes. Kachalukim Lamala, so too they're separated on top. And therefore, the Kalim Sheshavsu Bechatzer Zo, so Kalim that were there on when Shabbat started in Chatzer A, Motzin Lechaverta, you can move it to Chatzer B. The king the carpet, and so too by a carpet. The king the chatzer or the carpet, when I got him, ho of a kula rishus she'ena dirihi, since these are all a one rishus that are not used for living, the ein sarach la'arev me chatzer l'chatzer, what's the reason why you make an eruv from one chatzer to another chatzer? That's not for the kelim that are in the chatzeros when Shabbos starts. It's elbrish for kelim sheshaftu b'bayis. It's for the kelim that are in the house. You want to bring them from house A to house B via the chatzer. So therefore, that's what Rav Shimon says. Okay, so keep that in mind. Rav Shimon says that these gagos, karpifos, and chatzeros are all one rishus. You can move from one to the other on Shabbos. Right below the kalim sheshavsu besocha bayis, but not for kalim that were in the house. Meaning if there were kalim in the house, you are not permitted to take it out of the house and then bring it to the roofs and move around. We're going to define the kli where it was when Shabbos started. So you have a gag kli, which can be moved to other gagos. If you have a bias kli, it can't be moved around because unless you make the eruv. Okay, below kelim sheshav su b'tzochas bias. The Amar Rav, and Rav says, halacha kirav Shimon. The halacha follows from Shimon, which Rashi says, shechatzeretz mosi mizolazor below eruv. If you have kelim, chatzer kelim, that were in the chatzer when Shabbos started, you can move it from chatzer A to chatzer B without an eruv. That's fine, that's what Rav says, but he gives a caveat. Vuhu shelo ervu, provided that you didn't make an eruv. Okay, so I have a house entering into chatzer A, I have a house entering into chatzer B. I have kalim in chatzer A, I can move into chatzer B on Shabbos. That's only if I didn't make an eruv between A and B. Once I made an eruv between A or B, now all bets are off. Now we're going to say, you may not carry the kalim that were in chatzer A to chatzer B, despite Rav Shimon. Why? Because we're concerned, if we allow you to carry the kalim, he says, v'hu shelo ervu, aval ervu, if they did make an eruv, gazrino mikazera, dilma ase lafuke money debatim lit chatzer. We might get confused, and say that you're going to get confused between kalim that came to rest on Erech Shabbos in the chatzer, and kalim that came to rest in the house, right, with the Rashi. That each chatzer didn't make an eruv in and of itself. Meaning, not that they didn't make an eruv between chatzer A and chatzer B. I guess the b'nei chatzer didn't make an eruv themselves, right? To move from house A to house B in the chatzer. Now you're not allowed to bring from the house to the chatzer. So the cave under aim mitzui and kliya bayis b'chatzer lekel mizar imakas kelim sheshavtu b'chatzer lechaverta aslafuke nami kelim. Okay, the idea is, I guess, is that we make a gzera. Because you might get concerned and get confused between kalim that were in the chatzer before Shabbos, the kalim that were in the house when Shabbos started, and then you brought them into the chatzer, which you're allowed to do now. So now I have two sets of kalim in the chatzer. I have chatzer kalim and I have house kalim. So now you might say, once I have kalim in the chatzer, I can bring them into the roofs and all that other stuff. because once I had permission to move them from the bayis to the chatzer, now I have a mixture of kalim in that chatzer. Some are permitted to go from roof to roof to roof, and some are not permitted to go roof to roof to roof. So if I didn't make an eruv, so that I never would get these other kalim into the chatzer, because I would be able to bring them from the house into the chatzer. Once I do make an eruv, so now those kalim are coming into the house, and now I get confused which can go through the roofs, which cannot. So once I make an eruv, we say Rav Shimon's dispensation is off, because we're concerned lest one come to move non-chatzer kalim, meaning move house kalim that ended up into the chatzer after Shabbos started to other chatzeros. That's what it says. V'Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel says no, he doesn't have this concern. Bein eruv, bein lo eruv. Doesn't make a difference if he made an eruv or not an eruv. People keep track. You'll tag the kalim. You'll tag. You know that these are my chatzer kalim. These are my house kalim. These chatzer kalim I can move from chatzer to chatzer even without an eruv between the chatzeros. These are the house kalim. Yeah, I was able to move them out. Now they're in the chatzer. I'm not concerned. I'll get confused. I guess he tagged them. You know, but Rav Yochanan, and this is our point. We're trying to figure out why Rav Yochanan is l'shitaso. Again, l'shitaso with his definition of a mavoi that even has a chorva on the second side. V'chein amar Rav Yochanan halachik Rav Shimon bein eruv bein lo eruv. Rav Yochanan agrees that the halachik Rav Shimon bein eruv bein lo eruv, holding like Shmuel that we don't have this concern. So how does that show that Rav Yochanan is a shitaso? So Gemara says Alma. I can read this according to Rashi first. Alma, we see lo gazrinon dilma asei lafuke manin debatil lechatzer. Case one is the case of Rav Shimon with the chaseros. You see that Rav Shimon doesn't make a gzera. He's not concerned about that you're going to get the kalim mixed up. You're allowed to carry, again, how we define it, chatzer kalim to other chaseros without an eruv. And you're allowed to carry chatzer kalim to other chaseros even if you made the eruv. We're not concerned that you're going to get confused with house kalim that came outside. We don't have this confusion. So he's not concerned with confusion in that case, he's also not going to be concerned with the confusion by the chorva. How does that work by the chorva? We don't make a gzera because, again, mentioned before, nobody lives in the chorva. So if nobody lives in the chorva, no one's making an eruv in the chorva. You can't carry from the one side of the house and the other mavoi into that chorva because there's nobody there. Right? Rashi says, we're not concerned that you're going to go take kalim from your chatzer through to the mavoi into the chorva. What's wrong with the chorva? It's a rishus, another rishus that has owners, but no one's living there now. And they didn't partake in the Shituf Mavos there. They didn't need to partake in the Shituf Mavos because no one lives there, right? Umagoy lonish datfu shari eno seris. So you have that chorva on the other side. The people, that chorva didn't participate in the mavoy because they don't have to. So you might be concerned that the person, since there's a mavoy, the person might bring from his chatzer, his house, across the mavoy into the chorva. Rav Yochanan's not concerned. You can still have the chorva there to make the mavoi. So just like he's not concerned in our case with Rav Shimon that you get confused between house kalim and chatzer kalim, he's also not concerned that you might move from your chatzer across the mavoi into the chorva. That's the shita of Rav Yochanan. Because if you were concerned about the chorva, again, the chorva is not being a shita of mavos. So if you were concerned, you wouldn't allow the other side of the mavoi to have only a chorva. You would only allow the other side of the mavoi to have something where somebody lives in there and then they can participate in the shituf mavos. Because you would then be concerned that you might move from my house across the mavoi into the chorva. By the fact that you see that he's not concerned that you move across, that's why he says that a chorva is okay on the other side. Okay, fine. Now we're going back to Shmuel. Okay, what did Shmuel say about how you define a mavoi? Shmuel said that the mavoi is okay is if you have, again, we're doing it, make it easier, we have the mavoi going through the middle, and we're going to have the stuff on either side of the mavoi. So on either side of the mavoi, you have, according to Shmuel, it has to be a chatzer with one house, and a chatzer with another house on the other side. That makes the mavoi into a mavoi, and therefore you can make a lechi and a korah, and now you can carry in the mavoi. You do shita mavos and carry from either chatzar into the mavoi. So Yosef Rav Bruna, the ka'amr lahai shmaita. Rav Bruna sat down and he said these words of Shmuel. So Amalei Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar says to Rav Bruna, Bar Bei Rav. You know, you ben yeshiva, right? You talmud chacham, you ben yeshiva. Amar Shmuel Hachi, is it really true that Shmuel said this? That all you need is one house into a chatzar on either side of the mavoi? Amar Lei, so Rav Bruna says to him, yeah, ain't. That's what Shmuel says. Amar Lei, so Rav Elazar says to him, Achve Lei Ushpiza, meaning, show me where Shmuel is resting. I need to ask Shmuel a shayla. Show me where Shmuel is resting so I can go ask him. Right? Achve Lei Ushpiza, Rashi says, the second last line, the Izil Va'ishli L'Shmuel. Where's he at? Where is he at so I can ask him? So Achvulei, so Rav Bruna, right? So Rav Bruna showed Rabbi Elazar where Shmuel is. Amrulei, so Rabbi Elazar then finds Shmuel, and Amrulei says to Shmuel, Amr Mar Hachi, did you really say that? Did you really say that the Mavoi becomes Mutter with the Lech Vikora, even if on either side you only have a Chatzar with one house? Right? Amrulei in, he said, yeah, I did say that. He says, how can that be? Vaha Mar Hud Amar, you, Shmuel, weren't you the one who said that when it comes to halachas of Erevin, Ein Lanu Be Erevin Ela Kilosho Mishnasenu, we have to go exactly by the words of a Mishnah. We don't make any inferences or deductions. We just go by what the words of the Mishnah is. And what does the Mishnah say? It's a Mishnah that we saw on yesterday's daf, right? Belosho Mishnasenu, which says, Shehamavoi Blechatseros Kechatser Lebatim. The Mavoi, in other words, again, if a bias goes into the chatzar, a chatzar goes into the mavoi. So the Mishnah says that a mavoi is the same thing with a chatzar in this way, that a mavoi to plural chatzeros is like a chatzar to plural batim. So according to the Mishnah, you have to have batim in the chatzar, which means two. You, Shmuel, said you only need one bias in a chatzar, one bias in chatzar B, and those can enter into the mavoi. The Mishnah says, and you're the one who says you have to go exactly what the words of the Mishnah say, it says that you have to have batim to go into the chatzer, right? Rashi says, right, daikinan lishn dechatzeros v'lo chatzer. Every time I do this, it's amazing. You sit at the Gemara and you can't figure it out. You go through the Arsuk, you go through them, let's go to Rashi. It's right, it's all right there. He says, ishtik, I mean, people then Tosos will ask Rashi, but still, you'll get the pshat of the Gemara. So ishtik, Shmuel was quiet. So now when Shmuel is quiet, what does that mean? Is this silence acquiescence? Meaning he's accepting the challenge, and therefore you're correct, that I am wrong, Shmuel, saying that it can't just be a single bias in each chatzer, it has to be a minimum of two, it has to be plural, but in each chatzer, and then for Shmuel is holding like Rav. Or maybe he says, you know what, that's not a good question, right? So did he retract or not? So the Gemara asks, Kiblimine or lo Kiblimine? So now the Gemara is going to say, let's bring a story, and based on the story, we're going to see that Shmuel did not accept it. But then we're going to reinterpret the story, meaning you misunderstood what was going on, and maybe Shmuel did accept it. So, Tashma. Let's bring a riot to Sud. Did Shmuel retract and to hold like Rav to say that you need two houses in each chatzah that empties into the mavoi? Dahahu mevoa, dahavi darir be ivus bar ihi. So there was this mavoi, I guess that ivus bar ihi lived, meaning ivus bar ihi had his house in a chatzah, and his chatzer, I guess, his chatzer was opened into the mavoi, and there must have been another house on the other side that opened into the mavoi, I guess. Oh, maybe, wait a second, I'm saying again. Now the case is, they point out, is that on one side was Ivus Bar Ihi's house and another house on side A, and on side B, there's another one house, and there's a base knesses, there's a shul. So no one lives in the shul, really. So what you have two on one side, one on the other side. If you're matir with a lechia korah here, that means you only need one house to open in. Okay, so avid le lechia. So Ivus made a lechi in this mavoi, and I guess made a sheet of mavos. Now he's able to carry in the from his house to the chatzah, from the chatzah to the mavoi, and carry all around the mavoi because it's defined as a mavoi. V'shari le Shmuel, and Shmuel says it's mutter. The lechia korah here is sufficient. So then, I guess, what ends up happening, they point out here, it says, Asa Rav Anan. Rav Anan then comes, La'achar mu Shmuel. So Shmuel was Nifter. Okay, so this guy, Ivus, had the heter from Shmuel. Then Shmuel dies, comes Rav Anan, Shadye, and he rips down the Lechi. You can't do the lechi. Meaning, during Shmuel's life, he said, oh, he doesn't do anything. Shmuel died, he comes and writs down the lechi, and now he can't carry the mavi anymore. So, Ivus gets upset. So Amar, Ivus says to Rav Anan, Mivoa de Daryina Bey, right, this mavo that I lived in, Vasina Mishmei de Mar Shmuel, and I was able to walk around it, and I did it based on the psak of Shmuel, Nasi Rav Anan Bar Rav Nashdi Minan, so then, you're going to come here, I lived with Shmuel's psak all these years, now all of a sudden Shmuel's like, hey, you rip it down, you tell me I can't, what's going on? It was good enough for Shmuel, it's not good enough for you. So, you see from here, I guess the Gemara seems to say, from Rav Anan, that he ripped down the lechi, that there was, how I would rip down the lechi, must be that into this mavoi, he didn't have two houses on Chatzar A and two houses on Chatzar B, he ripped down the lechi because he holds like Rav, that if you don't have multiple houses on each Chatzar on either side, it's not considered a mavoi to be lechi and korah. Nevertheless, Shmuel was matirit. Shmuel matirit. Rav Anan said no, so shma mina lo kiblimine. You see from me that Shmuel was matir this case, must mean he did not accept the challenge from Rav Elazar before about that. The Mishnah says, batim. He did not accept it. When Shmuel's alive, he paskin, and Rav Anan comes and says, you know what, Shmuel's not here anymore, I paskin like Rav, how's he allowed to do that, I don't know, but, and then he rips it down, because Shmuel's, Rav says it's no good, Rav Anan is holding like Rav says it's no good, must be, because you didn't have two houses opening in the two chatzeros on either side, you didn't have two houses open to a chatzer on side A, and two houses open to a chatzer on the side B. Remember, we said that one of them is a shul. Shmuel, who allowed this, must mean that you don't need two houses. So he doesn't hold, he didn't retract. So the Gemara says, no, not true. I'll reinterpret this case, meaning, we're going to say that Eva's Bar'i misunderstood the reason why Shmuel said it was mutter. He thought the reason why Shmuel said it was mutter, because you don't need multiple houses in either chatzer on either side. Really, it's going to be that he didn't understand what the case was. The Metzius was different. He says, La'olam e'malach kiblimine. You can say that Shmuel did accept Rav Elazar's challenge, and he would require multiple houses in each chatzer. But why here did he allow it, if one was a house and one was a shul? V'hacha chazanuhu dahavi achal nama b'beisei. There was a chazin who used to, the guy, the shamish of the shul, that Shmuel, there was a shamish in the Beis Knesses, and he would eat in his own house, but he would sleep in the shul. So he was sleeping in the shul. So now we go back to our old machlokas. What does sleeping in the shul do? So according to this, so he's sleeping in the shul. So Eva's Bar'i savar makom pita garim. Eva's Bar'i thought that what constitutes your house is where you eat. So this shamish never ate in the shul. He was always eating at home. And nevertheless, Shmuel told me that the shul is good. Must be because I don't need the second house. But really, Shmuel tamei d'amar makom lina garim. Shmuel says that makom lina defines where you live. So if makom lina defines where you live, this shamish was sleeping in the house. So if this shamish was sleeping in the house, therefore I had two houses on that side. Must be after Shmuel died, the shamish no longer slept in the house. Comes Rav Anan and says, even according to Shmuel now, this doesn't count as a mavoi, because I don't have a second house that people are living in. Because that second house, which was lived in when Shmuel was alive, it's no longer being lived in anymore, because the chazan's not there. You thought that despite the fact that the chazan wasn't, you thought that the whole reason why it was mutter is because it's only one house, because you thought that makom achila, so who cares? The chazan wasn't sleeping here before, he's not sleeping here now. No, the reason why Shmuel said it was mutter is because the chazan was sleeping here. Now that the chazan's not sleeping here, because makom lina garim, he's not here, this house doesn't have a definition of a bias, and therefore if it's not a bias, you only have one bias on this side of the mavoi, and therefore it wouldn't be good, and therefore you see that Shmuel did accept Rav Elazar's challenge, and he was chozer to hold like Rav. Okay. Fine. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. So now Rav Yehuda says the name of Rav. Following case, Mavoi. Okay, so I have a Mavoi, so on either side, let's talk about a Mavoi going right down the middle. On the right side I have a Chatzer, on the left side I have a Chatzer as well. Right, so I have a Mavoi, Tzido Echad Pesuach Ove Kochavim, the Tzido Echad Yisrael. Okay, so on the right side of the Mavoi is a chatzer that opens into a non-Jew's house. On the left side of the Mavoi is a chatzer that opens into a Jew's house. Fine. So the Mishnah says, Ein ma'arvin oso derech chalonos lahatiro derech psachim lamavoi. So we end up having, Rashi has it also, we end up having on the Jew's side, Okay, on the goy side, it's easy. It's a house into a chutzner into a mavoi. On the Jew side, what you have is a house into the chutzner into the mavoi, but connected to the house are two other homes, right? The two other connected homes. Those homes open out, their door opens up into the Rosh HaSarabim, but those two other homes, to get the picture of two other homes, have windows that open into the chutzner, into house A, which opens into the chutzner, right? So that's what you have. Rashi says, Im yesh bote Yisrael, Eitzel bote Eitzel beitel Yisrael zeh, Pesuchos Rosh HaSarabim, so those other houses are open to the Sarabim, the Lola Mavoi, they don't open to the Mavoi, the Chalonos Meneim, and there are windows between house B and C, Jewish house B and C, to Jewish house A. So, Ein Ma'arim Zeim Zeh Derech Chalonot Zeim. We don't allow house B and C to make an Eruv with house A through the windows. Lahotzi Keleim Lemavoi Derech Piskol Shel Zeh Shepesuach Lemavoi. We don't allow house B and C to make an A with house A, and then allow to transfer their Kelim from house B and C through the windows of house A into the Chatzer, into the Mavoi. We're not going to allow that. Why not? We'll see why. We're not going to allow that. So Abaye, Amrle Abaye le Rav Yosef. So Abaye says to Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Afilo b'chatzer. The Rav say this din even in the chatzer. So what's that? That case, and Amrle in, he said, yeah. So what's that case even to a chatzer? Let's say, instead of having Nachri house, Jewish house, chatzer, mavoi, let's just say you have Nachri house, Jewish house into a singular chatzer. And the Jewish house also now has two other houses attached to it that are open to it through the windows. Does he also, in that case, not permit making the Eruv from Jewish house B and Jewish house C through the Chalonos into Jewish house A to bring the stuff into the Chatzer? Right, Rashi says, Amar Rav, Afilu Chatzer, Yisrael v'nachrim dorin ba, in that Chatzer, Ubate Yitzrael, Eitzel Beso, Shal Yisrael, Zeh Pesuchos, Yisrael Ramel Chatzer, She'osu la'arev derech Chalonos, you're not allowed to make an Eruv through the windows, Lahotzi keleim derech beiso shelzeh lechatzer. Right. So the reason why we say windows, Rashi says, she'ein derech me'odom lasos psachim gedolim mibayis lebayis. You don't make these big doors from one house to another. So they have these windows. So Amar Le'in, he said, yeah, that also in this chatzer, Jewish house B and C should not make an eruv of Jewish house A to allow them to carry into the chatzer that's connected to the guy. Right. The e lo amar mai. Because if he didn't, Marshim say, if he didn't say his din also by a chatzer, why would you have a chavimina to make a chilik between the chatzer and the mavoi? Again, so far all we have is the facts down. We don't have any of the svara down yet either. So the Gemara says, well, I would have made the distinction as follows. Again, two cases are the Jewish house has one house, and connected to it are two other houses that open to Zerabim, and they're connected to the Jewish house A through windows. The Jewish house, and on the other side is a goy's house. Case A has the Goy and the Jew opening to their own chatzer and then into a mavoi. Case B has Jewish house A and the Goy sharing the chatzer. In both instances, we said we're not allowing Jewish house B and C to make an Eruv of Jewish house A to allow them to carry either into the joint mavoi or into the joint chatzer. So why would you have thought to make a difference? So Hava, mean the time of the Rav, I would have thought the reason why Rav says you can't do this by a mavoi is Mishum the Kasavar, because he holds, a mavoi, nitar v'lechi b'korah, you would have thought that the reason is Rav said, again, what did Rav say? Rav says that you can't create a heter to carry in a mavoi unless you have multiple houses on either side opening into chatzeros that open into the chatzer. And therefore, what do we have here? Rashi says, last Rashi, I think it is, you only have one chatzer opening into the mavoi. Why? The diras nachri lo shmei dira. Remember we always said before that on a Torah level, the living space of a Nachri doesn't count as a living space, Lagavi Hilchas Erevin, right? So therefore you don't have it, right? I would have said, Ein Mavo Nitar B'lech V'Kora Achayu Bati V'Hatzeh Tzuchim L'Socho. So therefore I see that I would have made a difference. I would have said that in order to Matir, I don't allow B and C to make the Erev with A to allow them to go into the Mavoi, because that mavoi you can't go into, because it's not defined as a mavoi. You can't put a lechi korah there, because the other side just has a house of a goy. It doesn't count. So the Gemara says, wait, you might ask on this, if that's the case, because Rav says that a mavoi is not nitar b'lechi v'korah until you have multiple houses and chatzeros opening into it. So tartalamali, why does Rav have to say this din twice? Rav already taught me this din. He taught me this din yesterday, or today, with the gufa. So Rav has a case where you have to have batim v'chatzeros open. And now we have a case which is not bottom the chatzeros opening to it. So why do you have to teach me the din again? We know it already. He says tzricha. I'm not so clear here. He said tzricha. I need both cases. The imai he if Rav had only taught us the din before by stating the din as it is. Havamina dira so v'chamish medira. I might have thought that the dira, when it comes to this, Rav never made a distinction about whose house opens into the chatzer. Maybe the house of a goy is good. So in this case, you would have a house of a goy on one side, right, and a house of a Jew on the other side, and that's gonna be chatzerus and batim, and you're good to go. Kamash malan the dira so v'chamish lo shmedira. See if again the dira so v'chamish is not considered a dira also. Here's what we know that already also. So I'm not sure why you would have thought that. V'imehacha. And if it was from over there, I mean the case that we just have now about this case with the Jew, house A, B, and C, Havamina lo yadan batim kama. I wouldn't know how many houses constitute houses that have to enter in. Maybe it's 7, 8, 9, 10, who says? Therefore, Kamash Milan, Rav says batim terrain. He needs two. It has to have two houses opening into each chatzer. I don't know why you thought that. It says batim, but in the minimum is two. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Hashta the Amar Rav afilu chatzer. Now that Rav said that his din even applies if the Goy and the Jew are sharing a joint chatzer, taima de Rav, so that can't be the reason now. You would have thought that was the reason. If that's the reason, that would have only been the reason to asur this case with the case of a mavoi. But we're asuring even the case of a chatzer. So what's the reason to asur even the case of the chatzer? So hashad amar rav v'chul chatzer, taima de Rav, de kasavar, asur la'asos yachid b'makam ovi kachavim. Back to our old friend. We don't want one Jew living in a chutzah with one non-Jew. So we want to try to make it difficult. So if we tell these other Jews that you can now make an Erev with the Jew in house A, and so now we can seem to say that we're making it easy for him. He can join with other people. Right, Rashi says, third top line, Asur lasos l'dor yachid v'makal v'chavim shlo yuma mimasa. We don't want him to learn from the guy's ways. The other reason we saw in the Gemara before is we thought the guy was going to kill him, right? Lefikach lo ya'arvu elu imo. These other people should not be ma'ariv with him. V'lo yishtamshu imo b'mavoy. We don't want them to be part of the mug with him. Kedeshi he yachid. So he's alone. He's the only one sharing the mavoy or sharing the chatzer with the guy, right? Kedeshi yachid. V'yarim en ovikachavim shelo yargenu. And they're afraid that the guy's going to kill him. V'yetzi and he'll leave. That if we allow these Jews to participate with him. Now he's got protection. He's got his boys with him that are going out into the mavoy with him. He's not alone with the guy. So I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, and same thing with the chaser. I don't want the whole thing is really would work, and it's a good lashon of the language also because the Mishnah said the quote said, "Ein ma'arvin." Didn't say that the Erev doesn't work. It's, okay, Ein ma'arvin. We want to avoid this Jew getting comfortable with the guy. If he has other Jews backing him up, he's going to get more comfortable. So Amar Rav Yosef says, Ihachi, if this is the reason for Rav, so now I understand something that I didn't understand before. Hadish Aminali the Rabbi Tavla the Amar, that which I heard from Rabbi Tavla before, he said, Ove Kachavim Tre Zimne, the Loyadana my Amar. Rav Tavla, when he learned this case, he said the words, Ove Kachavim, Ove Kachavim. He said it twice, and originally Rav Yosef had no idea what he's talking about. Now that you explain that the reason of Rav is because you don't want the Jew to be living with the non-Jew, both in the case of the chatzer, both in the case of a mavoy, that's why Rav Tavla said, Ovi Chavim for case A, Ovi Chavim for case B, and now we understand what he said. Okay, not an easy piece of Gemara, but we have all day to chazer, and we'll stop here, we'll pick up tomorrow by the Mishnah.